Hello everyone, welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is August 24th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Last week we had Mars coming ever closer to Saturn, intensifying the interaction of the planet of force and the planet of control. This helped to fuel aggression and torqued up crises situations all around the world.
Alongside of that pressure-cooked combo, we have had Neptune, planet of deception and confusion, in mutual aspect with Mercury, planet of facts, data, and the media. This creates ideal conditions for mistaken conclusions, disinformation, and even hysterical reactions.
Early in the week, a video purporting to show the execution of the kidnapped journalist James Foley surfaced on the internet.
The alleged beheading soon dominated the news cycle. Media outlets across the globe gave wall-to-wall coverage of Foley's grotesque, barbaric execution.
Even though government officials have attested to the authenticity of the video, it has been called into question by many who have studied the footage carefully. The whole thing looks very staged and way too Hollywood, complete with fade-ins, split screens, and so on. Was this actually the work of a bunch of extremists hanging out in the desert?
In either case, this beheading is being exploited by the U.S. government as it ramps up for a re-intervention in Iraq under the righteous banner of humanitarianism. Of course, the corporate media lapdogs, eager to gin up public outrage, endlessly keep this awful story front and center.
President Obama jumped in with some of his strongest language yet, calling the Islamic group a cancer, a relic with no place in the 21st century. ISIL has no ideology of any value to human beings. Their ideology is bankrupt, says the Prez.
It all sounds eerily familiar, but instead of weapons of mass destruction, we have gangs of ninja-like jihadis in black pajamas singing death to the USA.
Let's take up another astrological angle of this forceful Mars, closing in on controlling Saturn, producing this pressure cooker crisis mode. Since Venus rules Libra, the energy of these two malefics gets transferred to Venus, harming the naturally benign planet of peace and harmony. Additionally, Venus last week was being overwhelmed by the planet of beliefs and ideology, Jupiter, making any kind of compromise hard to achieve.
Early last week, there was no let-up in the protests and demonstrations in Ferguson, Missouri, over the shooting of Michael Brown, which in fact spread to other parts of the country.
On Wednesday, force and control manifested in a different form, that of Attorney General Eric Holder, who flew in from D.C. to initiate a federal investigation of the whole mess. And after that, the Ferguson situation seemed to have calmed down quite a bit.
And sadly, elsewhere in the world, the malefic effects of the planetary pattern proved all too true. On Tuesday, Hamas fired off rockets, Israel responded with bombings, the negotiators in Egypt pulled out, and the whole mess resumed its hellish pattern.
The government of Kiev went all out to take back Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, the stronghold of the Russian separatists.
Then on Friday, as Mars closed in on Saturn and squaring Venus, the Russians took the next step by crossing the Ukraine border with their supposedly humanitarian convoy, which was reportedly accompanied by armored vehicles and helicopter gunships, essentially invading the sovereign state of Ukraine.
World outrage followed, and with the moon entering Cancer, the situation escalated into a new level of crisis. According to the most recent reports, the Russian convoy then left Ukraine and returned to Russia. The moon by that time conjunct exalted Jupiter, letting wisdom prevail.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State militants continued their rampage in Iraq and Syria. But now, in some areas, they now have to contend with U.S. warplanes supporting the efforts of the Kurds and the Iraqi government to send these hyper-religious ghouls back to the hell realm from which they came.
And at last report, Obama has been huddling with his foreign policy analysts and military generals to determine what and who they should bomb. Once again, the energy of force and control. And notice that the transit is affecting Mr. Obama's 10th house of public actions.
In yet another crisis, showing no let-up, history's largest outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus went past the 1,300 mark for victims in West Africa with no end in sight. This is a crisis that has now grown legs in new directions.
That's correct, David. Last week saw countries neighboring the outbreak closing their borders, and some other countries in Africa banning flights from the affected areas to their airports, effectively putting the infected nations under a quarantine.
And adding an economic and social dimension to the crisis, which creates a further worsening of the circumstances for the citizens of this part of Africa.
And lastly, returning to KTU Uranus in Pisces in the USA 4th house situation, which we have been keeping track of, this energy pattern manifested as more damage to the USA homeland last week.
There was another case of sudden flooding. This time it was in Phoenix, Arizona, which received an 8-inch deluge last Tuesday, making miles of highways impassable, trapping people in their homes.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, the energy of K2 and Uranus in the water sign, Pisces, made itself known in a landslide triggered by torrential rain in southwest Japan, in the city of Hiroshima. Estimates are that 39 have died and 50 are listed as missing.
And just to remind us that the K2-Uranus conjunction in the USA 4th house can damage the homeland in other ways, on Sunday morning, a 6.1 earthquake hit Northern California, causing damage to many buildings and many injuries.
Earthquakes are another type of manifestation of the Mars-Saturn conjunction as well. Mars is destruction, and Saturn represents structures. And that could be anything from bombing to, yes, earthquakes.
And for a different manifestation of K2 Uranus hitting the USA 4th house, consider the weird happenings in the house of the opposition party.
Texas Governor Rick Perry, potential presidential candidate for 2016, has been indicted by a Texas grand jury for abuse of power. He even had to pose for a mugshot.
And so we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to get our daily updates by following us on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.